I remember when they told me there was nothing for me. No hopes to keep on dreaming, and I was way past 30. I sat in my room and I began to cry. Then caught myself again, said I would upgrade my life. I'm gonna upgrade my life. I'm gonna upgrade my life. Could never do it without my tribe. I'm gonna upgrade my life. Welcome to the Dr. D Inspire Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals. Hello, everyone. It's yours truly, Dr. D Inspire, Dr. Lana DeGrasse, and I'm super excited today. And this is the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals. You guys, today we are in for a treat because, as you know, I believe in having heart-centered leaders and change agents and artists join us on our lovely podcast. And you know what? I have said that 2023 is going to be the year where things are unrecognizable, meaning you guys are going to get to see me having, you know, new experiences. You might see me sharing poetry outside. You might even see me doing a TikTok dance. Who knows? But also, you're going to see me bring upon our platform wonderful leaders who in their own right are, you know, causing waves in the world, whether it's through art, whether it's through entertainment, whether it's through leadership, policy, you name it, education. This Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast is where you want to be to see and meet new wonderful people. So today I'm excited to bring to you guys, I don't even know if I were to actually explain this next guest. There's not, but you know what the word is? I would come up with the word kaleidoscope because this person is infectious. He has a gift of music. He has a gift of poetry. He has a gift of just creating this ambiance. And so without further ado, I'm going to let him actually turn on his video and introduce himself to you. So Zamil, can you turn on your video and tell everybody who you are, what your name is, and what you do in the world?
Doctor, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm so glad that you are here. And guys, y'all know this is just like sitting in the living room with us with your favorite cup of coffee or chocolate.
You know what? It is amazing that we've been trying to hook up for some time. And I'm so honored to be sitting here with you, the amazing Dr. Elena. Your energy, your enthusiasm, your magnetism, your charisma, the strength behind your mission, your goal, your words, your life. You know, here's the coolest thing about when I think about you, right? You walk the walk, right? That you talk, you know, because everybody is not exhibiting the lives and the things that they're giving, right? But you do this daily. This is what you do. This is who you are. And the originality and the authenticity of the person is what I so appreciate about you, and you are changing the world and impacting lives every single day, doctor. So I just want you to know that from the heart, how much I really, really appreciate you, the person, the woman that you are on a daily basis.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I received that. And welcome to this podcast. And guys, you're in for a treat because when I first got a chance to see Zamil in action and also see him out there making waves himself, it was exciting. Zamil, why don't you tell people, you know, who you are and why you have the passion that you do?
The name is Zamil. It means joyous melodies in Hebrew. And I took smooth jazz, smooth R&B, spoken word, a little touch of blues, you know, and a splash of smooth R&B, blended them together, and we call it Pajazz and Zamil's Pajazz Experience. So it's a fusion of all of those things. And what I do is I perform, I do spoken word and poetry. And as you know, as a writer and as a creator yourself, you know, spoken word and poetry are really two different things. And what I do is I combine them. Mm-hmm. I combine them in an entire set. So I may do poems that are socially conscious, and then I may do music that, you know, enlightens you. But the goal is always to engage the audience and to lift your heart, stir your soul, and warm your spirit. Ultimately, that's what the passion is. That's what the goal is. And that's why I do what I do. And at the end of the day, I want to inspire you to inspire yourself to do the things that you want to do to help fulfill your life and your goals and your dreams through the art of music, poetry, and pajazz.
I love it. Y'all, pajazz. I love this. So I want to ask you, you know, what allowed you or what encouraged you in the early days? Because we always talk about, you know, the stories of courage we all come out of. And so I would like to know, what allowed you to pull from your experiences to say, I'm going to create, I'm going to do spoken word, I'm going to do poetry? Because a lot of times I'm a poet myself. And I remember like when I would tell people, oh, I wrote this new, because nobody really understands what it means when you say, oh, I wrote something new. And the feeling you get, like when you put those words to the paper, but then when you speak it and it now has voice, like I just know the power that that has. And so not everybody really understands what that is in the sense of what it means to create that. Can you walk us through, like, maybe did you have something ever occur where you took that experience and then because of that experience, you were able to write something or you saw something that happened in society and then you were like, oh my gosh, I feel the need to, you know, express something. Like, tell us a little bit about that. Because I think a lot of people, when they go to a show, they hear you and they're like, oh, you know, they applaud, but they may not understand like that organic, real, gritty, grassroots feeling you have when you're creating at the base.
Great question, Doctor. Great, great question. There are a couple of things that come to mind when you ask me that question, right? One of the most impactful things over the last couple of years, you know, in this space that we're in now, has been the Colin Kaepernick thing. And, you know, when he kneeled and he talked about the national anthem. And when I looked at the national anthem, and if you know the history of the national anthem and you know the struggles, you know what that part of it is. And so I basically took the national anthem and really talked about, okay, we understand that there's a part of America that the experience of the national anthem and the origin of the country was different from one race to another, from one people to another, from different peoples to another. So that view of it, you know, is a totally different thing. And I asked the question, as, you know, George Floyd about, oh, say, can you see, and the rocket's red glare. I asked, you know, Alton Sterling, that was part of it. So, and I looked at the violence, you know, in the streets, and those kinds of things inspire me. And, you know, as poets and as creators, you're in the moment and the process. Like, I don't write unless I feel it. I don't write unless the inspiration comes to me, because, you know, to sit down, I've been asked to do, and I've been, you know, commissioned to write poems for organizations and different people and weddings and things of that sort. But the purest of the poetry comes from inspiration, because it comes from up there, from another place. And so what life does is it guides you, and then there's a ray that comes in and you feel it and you see it, and then it touches you, and the ink and the words fill your pen, and life itself flows. I had a line in there in one of the poems, you know, as I was looking at some of the news, and it was just this weekend. Sometimes looking at the news can be so crazy. And it says, you know, this is why we march. This is why we fight, because every day we wake up to a world that's not been treating us right. I've been tarred and feathered, hung from trees, rope, vine, and leather, burned, kicked, cursed, and lashed, branded as property and experimented on for cash. You see what I'm saying? And so when we see that, you know, when we see that, it inspires you and moves you to a place of you know, I don't want, it's overused sometimes, zen, right? But it gets you in a space to where that pen takes flow. But then there's a beautiful side of it, right? There's a beautiful side. You know, I wrote recently for a show when I was women, you are the light that illuminates the sky. In your eyes, I see the sunrise.
Wow.
You are beautiful. No other words are suitable, right?
Okay. So I gotta say, snap it up, because y'all, he's bringing.
Yeah. So that's where it comes from. So it's really a great question. It's life. For me, it's everyday life. And I don't sit down and you know, and you gotta have your pen with you, or you gotta have your recorder with you or something with you, because if you don't write that thought down, or you don't put that thought down as soon as you get it, oh man, you lose it. And so it's just
I know I'm cutting you off a little bit, because I think you're just, those words, first of all, not only when you talk about what women represent and how they are, I mean, that in itself is very encouraging, because women often struggle with imposter, with feeling like they're enough. Women of all different shapes, sizes, hues, colors, hair lengths, like, you know, and so it is something important to hear, especially, we haven't even talked about this, but especially for all the women who maybe didn't have fathers, or all the women we see on social media who they're looking for someone to click like, but it's not always because the like is for what they're posting, it's because they're looking for validation. And these words you're sharing, my goodness, they're almost, to me, they're like poetic affirmations. I want to ask you, like, what can poetry do, or spoken word do, for someone who doesn't feel like they are enough, or someone who feel like they were slighted by society, like, you know, or they, you know, what does that do for someone? And when you create, are you thinking about those people? Do you have them in your mind as you are creating?
Absolutely. Phenomenal question, doctor. I wrote once, and I don't know if I've ever shared this. I haven't posted it yet, but I wrote that. But I wrote that poetry is the language of expression, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, in direct answer to your question, it is yes. When I see women, and I think about, there's a poem in the book Love Unleashed, in my book Love Unleashed, where I talk about women. I said, because you are a woman, you know, these are the qualities, you know, that you possess, you know, on a daily basis. I walk you through that whole thing, because self-worth and how we feel about ourselves, whether it's men or women, mm-hmm. whatever the race, whatever the color. I also put in the last show, you know, biracial or mixed, no matter the color, everybody wins when we rise together. But women in general, I think that you, if I want to be straight with you, right? I think that we've gone all out. I think that too many women have gone all out, as you said, to validate themselves. So to me, the poetry and the spoken word speaks truth in a way that is kind of, it's molded in a way that may not hit as hard as, say, hey, you need to stop doing this, or hey, your dress is too short, or hey, you know, whatever. Those kinds of things. And poetry speaks to the broader feel of who you are. And the validation comes from within. Your happiness comes from within. No one has the right to tell you whether or not you should be happy or not. And so poetry speaks to the emotions of you, the person, what's in your heart. And the goal is, again, to enhance your self-esteem and to put you in a place at peace with who you are. So poetry does that.
Wow. I want to just stop here and have you share, if you would like, a piece of poetry or spoken word that you feel would resonate with someone who really needs to feel like they are enough.
Oh, you know, I'll do a love piece. Can I do a love piece?
Whatever. Yes.
It was, and so it's a combination of love. And
I'll let you look at everybody.
It's a combination of love. And it's called covenant. And it says, I will not tell you things I do not believe. I will not falsify or deceive. I'm fractured and fragmented and made of tarnished pieces, brittle patience with a low tolerance adjacent. No time for foolery and cautious with all things new to me. My faults have walked in deserts I thought were barren of scope until you uncloaked the mystery of my misery as I thought only God saw the best in me. What you offered me through your humility as your kindness conquered instability was a segue to a source that was too often devoid of remorse. Yet you accepted me as I am, your intentions without scams. And now I can clearly see the person I thought I would never be able to free. Life is no fairy tale. And I know there will be moments that are full of hell. But just know that at the end of this day, right here with you is where I will always stay. And legions of mountains can never stray the love that I confess to you this day. This is my pledge. This is my promise that with you, I will always be honest. Because you stepped into the doorway of my iniquity, navigated across the terrain of my insensitivity, gave cool my moves, made of yourself without rules, the heavens proclaimed that with you I can't lose. I believe that before the world came to be, angels assigned you to me. These vows I petition benevolence to decree that our love would last beyond perpetuity. This is my pledge. This is my promise that I will leave you never because you are my forever. I am Zamil.
My goodness, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so y'all can just take it in. Wow. I mean, Zamil, what are we going to do with you? What's your plans for 2024 in terms of, I heard you mention your books. I heard you mention all these things coming out. Why don't you share with people how they can, number one, follow and find you and talk to them about what's the latest project you want them to, you know, really support you in?
This year, I've got doing a conference on love. And the reason why I chose that a moment ago, that poem, that covenant, and you talked about women and what you feel. And one of the things that I wanted to relate in that piece was that emotional connection, the realness of what you have and what you give to someone, that's what you bring. That's who you are. The essence and the core of the woman, you know, cannot be touched. I mean, your originality is unshakable. You know, it's and who you are, your love is unconditional. And that kind of something is something that you possess, and you should feel good about that as a woman. And then also, to be real, to be in a space that you are appreciated because of what it is that you bring to the table, because you are magnificent. Zamil's Pajazz Experience on Facebook, Zamil's Pajazz on Instagram, Zamil's Pajazz on TikTok, Zamil.com for all things Zamil. On the table immediately, I'm finishing up a project that we worked on last year, Zamil's Pajazz Experience Show, where I had some friends and we did an incredible show. We had the music, we had the spoken word. It was love, it was life, it was inspiration, it was intimacy, it was, you know, it was sensual, it was all of those things. So be on the lookout for that. And more than anything, I would ask that if you feel the content is something that moves you or touches you, follow me at Zamil's Pajazz Experience on Facebook. Join this journey because we're authentic, we're real. And again, the goal is to touch your heart and warm your soul and uplift your spirit. And we want to do that in a way that feels good and that is real, more than anything that is real. And we want to help you find your inner peace. We want to lift you up with joy in ways that can do that.
Wow. Well, guys, this will definitely not be the last time we hear from Zamil, because I'm going to say it first. Thank you so much for bringing your energy, your creativity, your love for humanity, and just all that you are doing. And I'm just so proud and honored that I get to participate alongside with you. And you know, this tribe, we support you. And so thank you so much, Zamil, for stopping by. And we just want to wish you the continued best of luck. And guys, you can click the link on the below to make sure you can follow Zamil, because he has so much to offer you now and in the future, I'm sure. So thank you, Zamil, and we appreciate you. Thanks for stopping by the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast.
Thank you so very, very much for having me, Dr. Lanny. It's been a blast. Always great to see you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to pause it here.
And your interaction.
No, guys, for that little interim break, I have one more question to ask, Zamil. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to integrate music into your spoken word and your poetry.
Another great question, Doctor. I believe that music, again, is a universal language. And by adding the music, it gives the spoken word a broader reach. It gives it a melody to flow and to guide, you know, and to glide on, because music moves us, right? Spoken word itself, when we take the words as powerful as they are, they can get so close to, you know, getting you in the, you know, you can snap, you can clap, but the music will get you to snap, clap, and twist, the snap, clap, and dance, right? And I added the music, and when we took the words and we added pojazz, that's what we added, the music to the spoken word. That is the origin of pojazz. Actually, Langston Hughes pioneered putting jazz to music many, many, many years ago. So he is the great godfather of all of that. But I wanted to create my own lane, and the music makes the words and gives them, again, the words greater reach and expands the audience.
Well, I also can, you know, I was thinking, I want to go back to something you said when we first started interviewing, which was, you know, your why behind why, when you create, why it's so important. And I literally thought about, and your love for spoken word and culture and art. And I literally thought about, you know, what would it have been like if Billie Holiday, if she only spoke the words blue skies smiling at me. But when we think about it, we're like, oh no, blue skies smiling at me. And we just hear it. But what she was living at the time was not blue skies. Her backstory definitely didn't give her any idea that there were going to be blue skies. But yet creativity and art allows us to kind of do these dichotomies of, this is what I'm experiencing. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing this going on in society. Wait a minute, there's still hope. You know, when you think about the journey of the slaves all the way to our history today, people like to romanticize the civil rights movement, right? And sing, we shall overcome, and sing all those songs. But there was a real grind and a real fight to how people were really creating. It wasn't even like we're going to march and sing these songs because they sound good. It's like, I need to sing the song so I can live.
Yeah, and the music helped, you know, the hymns. You know, the hymns would get us through the day when only the strength of our hymns would get a day, you know, get us through the day. And that was a very part of it, because it was a very, very cruel and horrific time. And what we had to overcome as a people, if you really go back and look at the real history, the atrocities that were forged in against us, it is absolutely mind-blowing that, you know, those things actually happen. If you know, look at the details of the killings, the burned alive, the, you know, hanging over a fire and then poked until you came back to consciousness so that you could have more pain, just the total brutality of it. And so when you talk about putting those things together in words, and you talk about putting them in spoken word, and then you add an underlay of music over that, whether it's just a simple beat, whether it's a church message, and then an organ or whatever it is, it amplifies the voice or the frequency of the music and the message. And so that's what the music does. And that was, again, I go back to your question. That was one of the reason a lot of the things that we wanted to do, we added the music to it. And again, we did it with the love. We did it with the happiness. We did. There's a beautiful piece I'm going to have to send you. It hasn't even been released yet. It's called Better Days, you know, where, you know, I talked about is with an acoustic kind of guitar overlay. You know, we talk about, you know, better days, you know, it's the music, it's the melody, somewhere I find peace, you know, that it's in there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I want to say, I'm just glad that you didn't quit. Because, you know, sometimes people don't understand the fight that artists have. Even when we go through our day to day, some people may be working a full-time job. Some people may, and still have that desire to write and do poetry and spoken word. And I just want to say thank you for creating. Thank you for creating these spaces where people can come. And I want to just say it and get healed. Because sometimes when you hear a poem or when someone shares, you know what? Like, I have to say this, Emil. I wrote this poem called Second Best, and everywhere I read it or state it, women love it, because it says, ladies, he has called me like 2 times. It's over. It is over. Whatever is left of what was there, you are old news. There's nothing about you that makes me quiver, but when I first met you, I thought you were cute. Mm. And every time you stared at me, small chocolate bean stood I, but I had no confidence. And time grew, and I knew that my eyes would pop at the perks and the curve. I knew that your eyes would pop at the perks and the curves of my femininity. But I pulled out some powder, translucent in a sense, happened to be pecan number 35. Not exactly the melanin that you wanted me to be. And then I woke up, and then I realized, you see, when you wanted to call me around 1 or 3, when there aren't any more vacations and there are no more she's, you must now see I'm not the second best you thought you could call. Well, farewell. Then, you know, ladies are like, oh my gosh, yes.
Wow, that is amazing. You're so talented and gifted. It's amazing. You bring it. You know how to bring it. You can go walk up in the stage and, yeah, you're going to change people's lives and help transform people's lives through just your words, your knowledge, experience, and your expertise. But again, with your poetry and your gift and your talent, you touch them from all the different angles, from all the places, from the mind, from the soul, from the spirit. You have the ability and the gift to do all of that. So kudos to you, Doctor. You're amazing.
Thank you, Zamil. Well, guys, this was like a interview that obviously we didn't want to end. So I can't wait to see and hear it. And you guys, click the like, comment, and share button. Go follow this man, this amazing leader, artist, spoken word. I mean, I could go on too. So we both enjoy and appreciate one another. Thank you so much, Zamil. Take care.
You too. It's been a pleasure being with you. Thank you.
Have you been looking for easy and better ways to accomplish your personal and professional goals? That program, speaking business, or consulting company you want to launch shouldn't be anything less than the best. Why not use the help of a coach to develop and improve your goals? Dr. Alana DeGrasse, the persistence guru of Turning on the Lights Global Institute, has a winning system for you. Business Communication Mastery and the Women Build Confidence Coaching Virtual Experience will give you the winning system you need, working with you to complete your action task, launch your program, and stand out from the crowd. Hit new milestones while you work at your own pace, sharpen your vision, and help you catapult your results as a new business owner. Get started today. Sign up for a free consultation.